And now, let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. New Orleans is one of my favorite cities. No matter what time of year, there are good times and fabulous food to enjoy. As a major destination for everything from conventions to bowl games to festivals, places to stay can be sometimes very hard to find. Travel man Dan Schlossberg has found a new location to enjoy. And joining us with even more information is Jennifer Merriman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Moxie New Orleans Downtown French Quarter. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
It's good to have you, and welcome, Dan.
Good morning again, Maggie. How are you?
I'm good. You know, pretty soon it's going to be the Dan and Maggie show, huh?
There you go. Sounds
good to me. All right, let's talk about the new, it's a fairly new hotel, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes, we are 5 weeks old.
Oh, my goodness. I knew, you know, Dan had said it was a new hotel, but I didn't realize it was that new. My goodness.
Yes.
There's going to be a brisk next week.
Oh. All right, Dan. Settle down. All right, let's talk about the Moxie then, because it sounds like if you're in the French Quarter, you are definitely in the area of happenings.
Yes, we definitely are. We are a really fun, vibrant hotel. You know, we're geared toward the millennial traveler, but since our name is Moxie, we feel like anybody has Moxie. So we really love to welcome the traveler that loves to have a lot of fun in the French Quarter, but also really wants to experience the authentic New Orleans.
Well, I was going to say, I was looking at some of the pictures, and you're right, it's definitely millennial, and it's kind of European styling too, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have the heart of a European hostel. However, we also have a 24-hour bartender, which you can't really get anywhere else. And our guests, which we call our fun hunters, actually check in at our bar and are given a complimentary cocktail when they arrive.
Well, maybe so I will be staying there.
Well, you always have a room with your name on it and a bar stool as well.
Well, that's pretty cool because, you know, some hotels offer you cookies, but I'll take a drink anytime, especially the Bloody Marys in New Orleans. They're like no place else.
Yeah, no, absolutely. All of our drinks are amazing. We have a craft cocktail bar that you just can't beat. And then, of course, we have a lot of local brews on tap. And we even have draft Prosecco to go with our fresh squeezed orange juice, which I know Dan was enjoying this morning and absolutely loved.
I do. It's great. Best thing here.
Really? You can get Prosecco?
I love that. It's like coffee to anybody else, so that's why.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking Kim Alexander would love Prosecco on tap. Prosecco on tap? That's great. I'm glad to hear that. So where did the idea for the Moxie come from?
Well, the idea for Moxie really comes from the fact that Marriott felt as though there was a large group of travelers that didn't really have an option as far as a lifestyle hotel, but that could keep them on budget to enjoy the cities that they were traveling in. So they came up with Moxie, and the idea is that we, you know, we really serve our fun hunter in a way that gets them in the center of all of the action, but really still keeps them on budget. So, you know, we have 108 rooms where we're really boutique, as most Moxies will be, but we really believe that less is more, but the concentration is on more. So we have lots of amazing amenities in the hotel, but again, and like you said, we are just so close to the action, but without those really steep prices.
And Maggie, there are only 4 Moxies, I think, right? 2 in the U.S. and 2 in Europe?
Yeah, that's correct. We, of course, have Moxie NOLA, and then we have Moxie Tempe, which was the first Moxie in the United States. It's very close to Arizona State University. And then our first Moxie started in Milan at the Malpensa Airport, and then Munich, Germany just opened as well.
And all of them within the past couple of years or less?
Yeah, it was actually within pretty much the past year.
Wow.
It's a rapidly growing brand. There are sites set out all over the world for Moxies, and you can expect to see a lot more here in the next 3 years.
That's fantastic. So the target is, is, of course, like you said, millennials, but you'll take anybody into the hotel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, really and truly, one of the most fun times I have during the day is watching the business travelers come in, because when we tell them that they check in at the bar, it's like a whole new side of them just comes out. And we have a foosball table where we'll see our business travelers in their suits with their tie loosened up with a cocktail in one hand and a foosball handle in the other. So it's really fun. And like I said, we believe everybody has moxie, so all travelers are welcome.
And so talk about some of the other amenities that are within the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, the bar is really the core of the hotel, and our bar is open 24 hours a day, which is not very common, so we're really happy about that. We also have 24/7 grab-and-go items, so whether it's a yogurt parfait or a freshly baked bagel or a classic muffaletta sandwich, we have food always available because really the New Orleans traveler is up at all hours of the day, so they always have something really yummy and fresh to eat. We also have a really cool fitness center with a retro bike that is the perfect Instagram moment. And we also have a boxing bag with pink Moxie gloves, which I'm sure Dan will be checking out today to work on his Rocky moments. And then one of the best parts of the hotel is our buzzy living room. So we have this incredible space with a lot of natural lighting that we activate every day of the week. So we have fortune tellers, dating experts, acupuncture happy hour is going to be starting very soon, so you can get some needles and a cocktail and see where that takes you. We also have a really amazing high-intensity workout that we do every Wednesday at 5:30 with the amazing Sweat Social. And then we're actually also going to start a monthly burlesque show. So our living room has become a really amazing place just to hang out, have a drink, and see what happens next.
And a book signing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you're definitely going to be getting, what time are the hours for the book signing, Dan?
It's 8 to 10 in the morning. It's a breakfast book signing, and it's called Bagels and Baseball.
Oh, okay. So are you going to do a little talk, too, or are you just going to be there signing?
I'll talk to anybody who wants to buy a book. And the cute girls, too.
Yeah. You know, when you mentioned the fact that it's your living room, I guess you have people that just drop by that aren't even in the hotel to be part of that atmosphere because it's very unique and different.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so pleased with the incredible amount of community that we're finding in our living room space and in our bar. It's become a really energized space around the hours of, I would say 4 o'clock to about 6. That after-work crowd is really electric. And, you know, it's just become a place where people are meeting up to go on to their next spot. So they're coming into Moxie to get one of our amazing cocktails, and then maybe they're heading to one of our amazing venues to see live music. Or we are about 2.5 blocks away from Bourbon Street, so you can pretty much guess where some people are heading.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And well, also, you can take the streetcar just about anywhere, too. They're 0.2 miles from both the St. Charles streetcar and the Canal Street streetcar. Mm-hmm. And you know how I have trains and trolleys, Maggie, so I've been on those.
Well, I totally believe in public transportation, and the trolley just, you know, is such a unique experience anyway. And you can get around if you can get on. Sometimes when it gets down toward the French Quarter, it gets a little crowded, but you know, you can take it all the way out to the Garden District and everything else. So listen, folks, we've got to take a break, but when we return, more on the Moxie and also New Orleans. It's starting to heat up. Lots of stuff going on all this summer, including the Essence Music Festival just next week. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back. And now, let's join Maggie Linton on Sirius XM Urban View.
Well, welcome back. We continue with Jennifer Merriman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Moxie New Orleans Downtown French Quarter, and travel man Dan Schlossberg as we talk about the new, and I do mean 5 weeks old, Moxie New Orleans. I guess you're pretty full right now with the Jazz with the Essence Music Festival coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. We are actually sold out tonight.
There you go.
So we're really happy. And yeah, next week we are totally geared up for Essence. We cannot wait.
Yeah. And that's always a lot of fun and a great. New Orleans can be hot in the summertime, folks. Don't act like you don't know that, because you can get your sweat on real good there and lots of bugs. But it's still one of the most fun places I can think of to go. And the Riverwalk area has really recovered since Katrina.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, really and truly, this whole city has just blossomed into such an amazing place to be, whether it's your first time coming down to New Orleans or you come down every year for Jazz Fest or Mardi Gras. The life that this city has is unparalleled, and really people down here know how to live. They know a thing or two, I assure you.
And, it, you know, as we were talking, you're going to be having Dan sign tomorrow morning. But let's talk about a few of the other attractions that you're close to down in the French Quarter, because there are a lot of people in this world who have never been to New Orleans.
Yeah, and that's hard to believe because everybody should be here. But, you know, just around the immediate vicinity, we have the Orpheum Theater that was just renovated since the storm. And, oh, my goodness, you will never hear sound quite like you do at the Orpheum. We also have the Sanger as well and the Civic Theater. So just incredible live music and entertainment. And then, of course, there is the French Quarter, but beyond Bourbon Street, we're within walking distance to world-famous Preservation Hall. And I can tell you that for music lovers, especially those of you coming down for Essence, there is no better musical experience than getting the late set of Preservation Hall. It's 10 o'clock set. It's absolutely magical.
Let's stop right there, because part of the magic is a lot of times musicians from other parts of the city that are done with their sets will come over to Preservation Hall, and that's what makes it fun too.
Absolutely. I mean, last time I was there during French Quarter Fest, the night before Stevie Wonder was there, Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, Robert Smith from The Cure, really and truly, a lot of incredible people really make sure to stop by Preservation Hall. It's really hard to get into. You have to wait in line, but it is worth it, and it'll stir you. It really will. It's a really special, sacred place, for
and
sure.
One thing I'd like to mention, Maggie, is the World War II Museum, which is the National World War II Museum. It started out as the D-Day Museum. It's expanded. It's quadrupled since its debut. I'm going there tomorrow, and I'm going to ride the St. Charles streetcar, which, by the way, is the oldest continually operating streetcar in the country.
Wow. Yeah, but you can talk just briefly about the World War II Museum, because I'm telling you, it is amazing. And anybody that had any relatives or anything in World War II, it is like a true walk through history.
It really is, and one of my favorite parts about the World War II Museum is that they have their very own victory garden. Mm-hmm. So they grow a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, and then they go ahead and use them in the restaurant there at the museum called the American Sector, which is a John Bash restaurant. But really, you can go into the World War II Museum and be in there for a day and still not even scratch the surface of all of their content. I mean, they are doing an absolutely amazing thing in keeping the legacy of that generation alive, for sure.
Well, I'm going to a USO show tomorrow, Maggie, so that should be a lot of fun.
And it's so interactive, too. And the USO show, you should say, is live entertainment.
Yes, that's a live show. There's also a great 4D movie narrated by Tom Hanks, which is a good orientation movie before you start the tour of the museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a day, yeah, you could do that easily. And I mean, be there first thing in the morning and stay there till it closes at night and barely see everything as it's continued its expansion. Jennifer, one of the other things you were talking about was walking through the Victory Garden. There are so many places that are within walking distance all around New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, believe it or not, for, you know, for first-time guests in New Orleans, everything is pretty much within a 3 miles, 3 square miles of one another. So the entire city is unbelievably walkable. Of course, we have amazing public transportation, but, you know, you can go ahead and, like I said, and get to the quarter, but really beyond, there are some amazing neighborhoods, you know, the Garden District, which you touched on, Maggie. Mm-hmm. The Magazine Street is just one of the coolest places to go shopping and eat with the locals and have some amazing drinks. You know, City Park and Audubon Park, all very close to the downtown area where we're located. And there's so much more to New Orleans than Bourbon Street, but we love our Bourbon Street.
Exactly.
And the riverfront, the Mississippi riverfront, is always busy, beautiful place to just sit and watch the water.
Watch the water and watch people walk by.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Which is one of my favorite things. Once again, we're talking with Dan Schlossberg, our travel man, and also Jennifer Merriman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Moxie New Orleans Downtown, and it's in the French Quarter, and brand new, folks. But of course, you can't get in it over the next couple of weeks because it's jammed with, as so many hotels will be, a number of different things going on. Because New Orleans never has just one thing going on. I have to tell you also, they have the Insectarium that it was so cool in New Orleans, and also the Float Museum. It's just amazing. And it's moved from one side back over to the New Orleans Bank, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. Mardi Gras World is amazing.
Exactly.
A lot of people think that Mardi Gras is just one day, and then it's just that Fat Tuesday. But really, you know, Mardi Gras and carnival season starts in January right after Christmas, and it goes on and on and on. And we have 2 solid weeks of amazing parades, incredible masquerade balls, and a lot of king cake. I cannot stress that enough. So much king cake. It's just, it's amazing. But Mardi Gras is one of my favorite times in the city. It really comes alive, and everybody's just so happy here.
You got to mention beignets. Got to go to Café du Monde for a beignet.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That. Well, yeah. And as you said at Café, say it again, Café.
Café du Monde.
Du Monde. You're going to get music because there's music everywhere as there is in Jackson Square and all mm-hmm. over the city. If you're sitting and eating, there's liable to be a band playing right next to you.
Yeah, definitely. No matter where you go, you often catch a second line, which is what we call our walking parades of merriment. But one of my favorite places is to go down on Frenchman Street and hit up some of the amazing clubs like DBA, listen to a little brass band music. Oh, my gosh. It's so, so good.
Yeah, you can't find. And then we could talk about Commander's Palace, too.
Oh, Commander's, I mean, really and truly, the quintessential New Orleans dining experience. The entire team there, they're just incredible people. They have 2 other restaurants in the city, Cafe Adelaide and Sobu. And we feel really, really fortunate to call Commander's Palace one of our best restaurants. But, you know, really and truly, we have upwards of 1,400 restaurants just in New Orleans proper. That's because we all eat out a lot. We keep them in business, but you will not go wrong with the New Orleans food. Absolutely amazing.
And generally speaking, very reasonable prices. I mean, there are always places that are going to stick you some, but generally, and speaking of cooking, I have to tell you, one of the most fun times I ever had in New Orleans was going to the New Orleans School of Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend that to anybody. Usually they do classes twice a day. They can also do private parties. They have a general store. But going to that cooking class really enlightened me, and I learned how to make jambalaya, gumbo, and we also made some pralines. And we started drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning with a beat of beer.
That sounds like the perfect New Orleans day. And, you know, I just have to say, we're very fortunate to have the James Beard Award-winning Best New Restaurant in the country here in New Orleans. It's called Shia. And the chef there, Alon Shia, while he accepted his award, said that New Orleans is the best city for food in the United States. And I think that that's a huge testament to what we have going on here, you know, and just where we're going. It's pretty incredible.
It really
and
is.
You have a great chef here at the Moxie, too. We have some unusual creations on your menu.
Yeah, we do. We have some amazing little grab-and-go items. I was just telling Dan and informing him what a naan bread is. We make this amazing breakfast naan, so an Indian flatbread with cheese and bacon and eggs and more cheese and a little bit of yummy salt and pepper. It's an awesome breakfast.
Wow. I've never heard of naan being for breakfast. I like it. I'm a fan of naan. I like to eat. But like you said, New Orleans is just such a wonderful place for it. So that's interesting. That's a, you know, because you the way you were saying get and go 24 hours a day, you know, after a night of walking around, this is a place to walk by to get your food, to get you home.
Yeah, or if you're not driving, you can get a go cup and have a drink on your way home.
Well, yeah, you mentioned that earlier, and I like that too. Do you see the smile on my face? Okay.
I can hear it through the phone, because of what a lot of people don't know about New Orleans is, you know, we are allowed to have drinks out while we're walking, so it is an open container city. But we also have Uber and Lyft, so
yeah,
we don't do a lot of driving ourselves because normally we have a little cocktail in our hands.
Well, I've been, I don't know how many people know about Tybee Island, which is right outside of Savannah, and I said that New Orleans and Tybee Island are the only places I know when you leave the bar, they say, would you like a to-go cup? And mean it.
You can bring our hospitality right along with you to your next spot.
I love it. So listen, we got about a minute and a half, Dan. So you got about 30 seconds. You want to wrap up? Or Jennifer, would you like to say some final things?
Well, I'd like to say something because I found something here I've never seen anywhere else. They have a light on the bottom of the bed. So when you get out of bed in the middle of the night and it's dark, you don't stub your toes.
Oh, that's nice. All right, Jennifer, he's giving you that accolade. Now, anything else you'd like to say? You've got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, we're just really, really excited about our hotel, and we hope everybody will come down and show us their Moxie. We can't wait to welcome you.
All right. Moxie it is. Next time I go to New Orleans, I think I'll give you a stay. Once again, many thanks to Jennifer Merriman, Director of Sales and Marketing for the Moxie New Orleans Downtown French Quarter, and travel man Dan Schlossberg. More on the Moxie at their website, moxiehotels.marriott.com. Same on Facebook. It's Moxie NOLA New Orleans, NOLA, Moxie NOLA. And Dan signs tomorrow from 8 until 10, Bagels and Baseball, at the Moxie Hotel. It is danschlossberg.net. Facebook and Twitter, he's Braves One. Tomorrow, former political reporter and author Karen Tanabe with her historic novel, The Gilded Years. Long-term care insurance planner, Penelope Zorgas. And we also have consumer beauty expert, Deborah Chase, and author Ariel Waldman. We'll talk about astronauts in space. Many thanks to producer Kim Dawson and also to Michaela James. Have a blessed rest of day. Until next time, seek peace and spread lots of love. I'm Maggie Linton.